Dreamscape presents When Johnny Came Marching Home by William Heffernan. Read by R.C. Bray. When Johnny Came Marching Home. Prologue. Jerusalem's Landing, Vermont, 1850. We were 11 years old when we found the old man's body. It was the dead of winter and just about as cold as it gets in Vermont, and the body was frozen solid, a thin film of ice covering the eyelids and nose and mouth, making the man's dark brown skin seem eerily lighter than it had been in life.
"That's old Jesse, ain't it?" Johnny asked.
We both turned to look at Abel Johnson. Abel's father ran the town store, and Jesse Brown was the old Negro who worked for him, stocking shelves and unloading delivery wagons. Abel nodded, his gaze fixed on the clouded, milky, dead eyes that stared back at him. He was a heavy boy, with plump cheeks that were now red with the cold.
"I was just talking to him this morning," he said. "He told me he was going out to hunt up a squirrel for his supper."
Abel's voice was faint and distant, sounding as if he were talking more to himself than to us. His lips began to quiver as he spoke. It was mid-afternoon, and we were in the woods about 100 yards up from the dirt road that runs along the river, a favorite hunting ground for squirrel and rabbit and the deer that move down the mountain at night to graze in the open meadows below.